This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, a study has been released on the old Wu flu and its impact, or I should say the lockdown, the impact of the lockdowns. Yeah, let me ask you, before we get into the details of the study, just out of curiosity, for those of you who wish to exercise some common sense and perhaps even critical thinking, do you believe that locking down the economy is better for people or worse for people? Do you believe it's better for the economy or worse for the economy when people are not working? I'm just curious. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're participating in, and this happens to be the radio portion of what we do, and we do a lot more, so I hope you'll go to that website and help spread the word. And for those of you who kick in some dollars from time to time, I got to tell you, love you, because we couldn't do it without you. And the ones who do recurring things that help us to stay alive and afloat and grow and keep our very, very small group of warriors that have helped me for years afloat, I salute you. I feel like the dude in Gladiator. For you who are about to die, I salute you. When he thought he was going to beat up on Maximus. But look, I'm not wishing you death because we love you guys. Anyway, thank you guys for all the support. And let me tell you, in a time when we were socially ostracized with, you know, shadow banning and all these other things that have gone on, we couldn't have done it without you. It's really that simple. Now, we still got to deliver. You're not going to just show up and be like, oh, yeah, we'll show up and pay attention to Kevin Jackson because, even if I'm not saying anything, I got to be saying stuff. I got to be telling you things that are relevant, and I'm telling you stuff that is relevant. Sometimes it's a pep talk to tell you how great you are. Other times, it's giving you a dose of truth. Whether that truth hurts us, hurts them, doesn't matter to me. Truth is truth, especially when you spell it with an F and pronounce it that way. Yeah, oh yeah, that'll do it right there. Anyway, we're spending a little time on Wu flu, because there's so much discussion around what's going to happen now. And you've already started to see it, a bit of easing. And I told you, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. When you self-imposed and you imprisoned yourself and you became a slave, that's a bad feeling. You were like, man, something just don't feel right, Kev. Something don't feel right. Yeah, I know there were suburban white women talking like urban black guys. Going, something just don't feel right up in here, Kev. Explain it to me, man. So I was like, hey, listen, let me explain it to you as if I were a suburban white woman. You decided to bind the leftism, and you did exactly what people have fought to never have happened in this country again. That's what you did. I hope my suburban white woman splaining helped you out. So now they want you to feel that thing that caused you angst that made you go, what am I doing here? I don't understand why I'm putting on this stupid mask and I'm self-enslaving. I'm putting myself on a mandatory lockdown and I'm not leaving my house and I'm afraid. You were just like black folks in the Underground Railroad, man. You were, ooh, I hope Massa don't find out. Ooh, please help us, Lord, help us, Jesus. Let's sing a Negro spiritual or something. You were scared. You go out without your mask, man. You're looking around. I didn't bring a mask. How am I going to get in? What are they going to do to me? Oh, my gosh. I know what you were feeling. You see people without a mask. You didn't even know what to think. You're like, he should have a mask, but I applaud him for not having a mask. But why am I so conflicted with the mask? It is so funny that free-thinking people can be in conflict over the stupidity of wearing a diaper over your face. But you were. I'm not mad at you, but I am going to have a chuckle. So now the Democrats are like, hey, listen, you know those masks that you were wearing and that imprisonment that you put yourself through, you evil person that did that to yourself? We're going to help you. We're going to open the economy up. You know, you people that quit your jobs because you were so afraid of a disease that only kills less than 1% of the people and mainly old people. It doesn't even kill you. It won't do anything to you. Yeah, you people that did all that to yourselves, we're going to free you. And you're going to feel good about us because we're the saviors of everything. Look at us. Look at what we did. And you're going to, well, look at what they did. This is amazing. I love what they did for us. These are Democrats. Bad Trump, good Biden. Yeah, buddy. That's what you do. You got to feel good about it now. They want to make you feel good about it. Even though I will talk later about the super spreaders. Super spreaders. Yep, the people that go out there talking with a bunch of peas and spitting in people's faces. I mean faces. Super spreaders. Anyway, the study gets released and lockdowns don't work. Cuomo comes out, says New York can't stay closed. The mayor of Chicago is urging restaurants to open up ASAP. What do you think about the timing of all this, huh? Huh? Conservatives? Yeah, that's what's happening. All over this country, you're going to watch people opening up the country. Suddenly, it's going to be in vogue that, oh, man, we went out. It was cool. And let me tell you what else is going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to hear about Wu Flu numbers. You're not going to hear about the number of infection rates. You're not going to hear about the number of people. Suddenly, it's going to be everybody's better. We're all vaccinated and we're better. That's what you're going to hear about. I discussed the $600 versus $2,000 on one of my Kev talks. $727, no matter which way you slice it, for every man, woman, and child is unaccounted for. And now we learned that a couple in Florida got $7.2 million in Wu Flu federal money meant to help businesses during this pandemic, and they spent it on cars and a multi-million dollar house in Seminole County. Now the government wants to seize it back. Let's see what happens during the Biden administration with all of this. You think there's going to be waste and fraud with this new money that's coming out?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So much to talk about, as we always do, but I've been covering this scamdemic because this could actually be a best of show at some point because, quite frankly, the American public is being duped. We have to be able to protect ourselves from stupidity. And I think that it's a responsibility of hosts like myself to make sure that you don't succumb to it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is where we try to explain things and keep things in perspective. And we use our common sense, and you're able to participate. I love it when you do. 844-551-8255 or contact us anywhere, any other way you choose. As I said, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and boom, you'll have everything you need there. That site's being revamped. And I promise you, it is slick. It's beautiful. Anyway, as more of this woo-foo scam goes on, here's what was reported over Christmas. There was a super spreader Santa, and he killed 18 people, they said. Now, I know a super spreader Santa. His name is Cuomo. And he killed a bunch of people. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, but he got an award. But this super spreader Santa, here's what they wrote. A man dressed as St. Nicholas in early December visited a nursing home in Belgium to spread holiday cheer to lonely, isolated seniors. But according to authorities, that wasn't the only thing he was spreading. A tragedy is unfolding at the Himmeldrick Nursing Home in Mall, a town 31 miles east of Antwerp in Belgium, following a coronavirus-infected Santa Claus. He visited the nursing home on December the 4th. In 3 weeks, the virus spread through the facility like wildfire, infecting 122 residents and 36 staff and claiming 18 lives. 3 days after the man's visit, who also happens to be the son of one of the residents, he developed flu-like symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. So they're calling him the super spreader Santa. Well, what did Cuomo do? Cuomo made the super spreader Santa look like a piker. Cuomo sent people to all the nursing homes with people with Wu flu to all the nursing homes in New York, and he killed a bunch of them. And as I contend, he saved his state over $1 billion when he eradicated all these old people that were no longer useful to society, according to leftists. See, I happen to like old people. I like hanging around them. I like getting their wisdom. I got a friend, he's 80 years old. He says, Kevin, I hate hanging around old people. I go, he goes, because it makes me feel old. He goes, I like being around younger people. Good friend of mine. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you guys this story. I probably did. But that particular gentleman, friend of mine, he sends me a note at the end of the year. He says, Kevin, I'm giving you $100,000. But you got to give it away. And you got to give it away to a charity. And he gave me stipulations. You know, the charity had to need the money. It couldn't be like United Way. I may have told this story already. I forget. So we chose a charity for fallen officers where they were upside down. I'm talking about they needed the money like the flowers need the rain. And the woman who runs that charity just broke down in tears. I had my son, Melissa and I had our son just listening in. He just broke down in tears. She says, are you serious? I said, I wouldn't joke with you about it. And she was just weeping because they didn't know what they were going to do. They'd gone into savings to do their big event. Because of Wu flu, they couldn't get the big donors there. I mean, it was a disaster. The event was spectacular, but the outcome for them was a disaster. And we gave away $100,000, which I will tell you is makes you think it's humbling because, number one, I never thought I'd ever be able to give away $100,000. And number two, I'm going, you know, even though I could use $100,000, I get what my friend was doing. He says, I want you to feel what it feels like to have that kind of an impact on somebody. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. I was so happy that my little boy could watch that. My youngest son, he could see the joy in giving. Oh, amazing. Anyway, the Democrats don't. They claim to want to experience this joy. Go look at their tax returns and see how much money they give away to charity. Go look at it. Go look at any of the top contenders for any political office that's a leftist and see how much money they give to charity. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. Right now, I just saw this article. 53 restaurant chains are set to close. Now, some of them you go, yeah, probably run its course, didn't adjust or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of these are not bad restaurant chains. Applebee's, Carrabba's, Sbarro's. I can tell you why some of these are changing, because their food just isn't very good. Applebee's food is actually pretty good. What do you guys think? You like it? How often do you eat it in Applebee's? Yeah. So there was an Applebee's when I lived in St. Louis. It was in the hood. And I'll tell you this. The last time we ate there, a black chick came in. She complained about everything. Argued with the waitress. Said the waitress didn't do this or that. Bring the manager over. The manager goes, we'll just comp the meal. The girl goes, well, that's what I was thinking. And she eats. And so the waitress comes over. And I was talking to her. I go, what is that about? I mean, she's just making a scene. And the girl goes, somebody comes in here every day and does this. And the management just goes, here, the meal is on us. And they shut that one down. The word got out that if you just went there and went all jungle, then you could get a free meal. And so the restaurant eventually couldn't sustain itself. Applebee's has to take the same approach as Starbucks. Put your restaurant as far away from the hood as you can. Applebee's puts their restaurants too close to the hood. That's just my personal opinion. Anyway, who else is closing? Ruby Tuesday? I've eaten there one time, and it wasn't bad, but I don't know if I like the name, Ruby Tuesday. Crystal? Never eaten at Crystal. Bar Louie? That was kind of a hangout bar. I mean, you know, like a late night bar for me. I've been to the one in St. Louis. Houlihan's? Yeah, I remember at Houlihan's. I was at a Houlihan's in Boston. And I walked into the place, and the girls that were having a bachelorette party, they just fixated on me. I was good looking too, you know, young and good looking. They were like, come hang out with us. And I did. Me and a bunch of my boys, we went over, hey, what the? We hung out with these bachelorette, well, the lady got married, the bachelor party, bachelorette party. Who else is leaving? Boston Market, Papa John's, Golden Corral. Oh, say it ain't so. Ponderosa, yo, Lord. Joe's Crab Shack. Noodles and Company. I've seen Noodles and Company. I've eaten there once. It wasn't bad, but I don't know. Too much brick and mortar, right? You know what's shutting these businesses down? The Chinese Wu Flu. That's what's shutting them down. Oh, well. What do you say? Any of those? Oh, here, Boston Market. Yeah, they've been. I get what they were trying to do, sort of this home cooking thing and make you feel like you were part of, you know, like missing mama's meals or whatever, but it was always too bland for me. I ate there a couple times. Anyway, there's 53 that the leftists are closing. There you go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden is now the nation's 46th president. In his inaugural address, he is calling for American unity in a time of crisis.
We must meet this moment as the United States of America. If we do that, I guarantee you we will not fail. We have never, ever, ever, ever failed in America. We've acted together.
Biden also has a message for those who did not vote for him.
The right to dissent peaceably within the guardrails of our republic is perhaps this nation's greatest strength. Yet hear me clearly. Disagreement must not lead to disunion. And I pledge this to you. I will be a president for all Americans. All Americans.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. A coronavirus forecast is predicting more deaths in the United States. The University of Washington predicting the country is still in an upward trajectory, with its current model projecting more than 566,000 deaths by May 1st. The new, more contagious COVID-19 strain causing havoc across the country, including California, where Charles Chu is a leading researcher on the new strain.
We are concerned about the possibility that these mutations may, one, may make the virus more transmissible, but two, may also have an effect on the vaccines.
Firefighters, rescue teams, and police officers are continuing to go through rubble after an explosion in Spain's capital. The blast happened Wednesday in central Madrid, seriously damaging the upper fourth and fifth floors of a building near a nursing home. The cause of the explosion is still under investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I got this a while back, previous to the Biden conflagration, or whatever you want to call it, the big cheat. Oh man, it's like a stake in the heart to look at this, what's going on now. You know, that we allowed ourselves to be defeated. And man, I got to tell you, I figured Trump would go down with a bigger fight. Thought we were looking at a Lincoln-esque thing here. But anyway, I got this, and it was a drug. This is what it says. I'm just going to read it. A drug called remdesivir, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, manufactured by Gilead Sciences, is now being reported as the ultimate cure for COVID-19. But it gets interesting because the patent for remdesivir is currently held by China through an agreement with Gilead drug patent sharing subsidiary called Unitaid. Unitaid happens to have an office near Wuhan, China. And the major financial investors in Unitaid are George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the World Health Organization. Now, of course, this is all just a coincidence, but it goes on to say, here's another coincidence. Both Gilead and Unitaid were financial backers of Hillary Clinton in the last election. And another coincidence, Dr. Fauci authorized millions of American dollars to be sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, specifically for the study of coronaviruses. And guess whose wife works for Gilead or Gilead Sciences? That would be Dr. Fauci's wife. Yep. You don't have to connect the dots on this stuff too much to figure it out. Holy cow, man. The fix is in. Everywhere you look, the fix is in. These people, they give themselves awards. They are benefiting in ways they don't even have to roll the dice. How much money do you think Fauci made on this deal? How fat of a deal is his wife getting? Why? Because he's such an amazing scientist? Huh. And here's another story. This one has to do with the wonder drugs that we're all supposed to be taking, right? No wonder leftists don't want to report on anything except these fake Wu flu infection rates. And as I said, now that we've transitioned into the crooked administration, they're going to stop. It's going to all go away. Suddenly, the infection rate goes down, the cure rate goes up, the shot is phenomenal, everybody's good. And even though Biden's going to mandate this mask, we're all going to tell him to go have sex with himself, and that'll be the end of that. Now they've gotten Trump, they can scale back. The shift goes to the vaccine. A vaccine for a virus that kills few people. A vaccine rushed for delivery to save the world from a scamdemic. And the only thing they're going to try to figure out from this scamdemic right now is how do we keep the money flowing? Because now they got unlimited ability to do whatever they want. So the leftists have sold the world on getting vaccinated or we could all die, right? But they won't report on the effectiveness of the vaccine, and now we know why. A vaccine that kills more old people than even Governor Cuomo of New York. Man, and that's saying something. This story was from the New York Daily News. Here's what they said. Nearly two dozen nursing home residents in Norway died within days of receiving their first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, triggering a warning from health officials for sick patients over the age of 80 years old. They're warning 80-year-olds, don't take this shot, man. This thing will kill you. If I were 80-plus years old and they offered me that shot, I'd say, you know what? I'll pass. Shoot. Mm-mm. In fact, don't even take me to a hospital if I get sick. Put me at home and one of my kids. Because you can't even go, because of the dreaded Wu flu, you can't go into a hospital with your loved one. When's that going to go away? Man, you trust these angels of death? I mean, some of these people, I hope you haven't signed your organ donor card. Let me just put it that way. Yeah. The Norwegian Medicines Agency did a press release, revealed 23 patients died shortly after being stuck with the Pfizer BioNTech shot for coronavirus. Jeez, man. That's horrible. 13 had been autopsied, and I love this part. This always cracks me up, suggesting side effects from the vaccine likely caused the high death toll. What else did? What else do you think caused it? Three shots to the head from Hillary Clinton? Speaking of Hillary Clinton, boy, these leftists are now very cocky. Very cocky. They got away with it, man. The Clinton Foundation, no investigation. Comey, free and clear, free to become a roving professor teaching criminology. All of them, wow. They got away with this Wu flu scamdemic. They built us out of trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars. Wow. This is amazing. And now they want you to take the shot. They call it Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's called VAERS. It's a federal database. And in addition to the deaths, they say people have reported 96 life-threatening events following the vaccination, as well as, get this, 24 permanent disabilities, 225 hospitalizations, and 1,388 emergency room visits. Wow. If you were doing a medicine and that was your record in the normal scheme of things, forget Operation Warp Speed, you would have lawsuits. Man, it would be the attorney there, firm of Bernie and Sokoloff, taking cases for anyone who has received the vaccine. Would you take this? You guys are too young. I know you wouldn't. I'm not that young. But I'll tell you this. You will not get that needle in my arm. Kevin, you're not going to be able to go to so-and-so. I don't care. See, I've already had the Wu flu. I'll bring my medical records and say, I've had it, which means I either can't, because you can't give me a shot to something that's new. Well, there's a new strain, which I'll get to that, the mutated part. But you can't give me a shot for something that doesn't exist, right? The new strain. And if I've already had it, and I'm not able to give it to anybody, I'm not sick. No need to stop me from traveling. Kevin, you are free to move about the country. They went to, according to the CDC, severe adverse effects from COVID vaccines are more than 8 times greater than from the flu vaccine. 800% higher. That's what 8 times greater means. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Emergency Respiratory Diseases, said on January 6th that severe allergic reactions to COVID-19 vaccines were happening at a rate of 11.1 per million vaccines compared to a rate of 1.3 per million flu shots. I don't believe any of their numbers. They can, you know, they want to convince you it's, you know, because you think, oh, out of a million shots, one of them has an adverse effect. If that's the case, then there should only be 330 million adverse effects, right? Because there's 330 million people in the United States. Where did I give the numbers earlier? The numbers are insane. They've had 55 people in the U.S. have died from COVID. This is from receiving that. 23 died in Norway. And so, let me give you these numbers again. They said 24 had permanent disability. So we've got in the United States 55 people dead, 24 permanent disabilities, 225 had to be hospitalized, and 1,388 had emergency room visits. Now, I don't know about you, but we're talking about severe allergic reactions were happening at 11.1 per million. That's not true. That would mean only what? 30 people would have some sort of an adverse effect. I just gave you 55, 24, 225, and 1388. Correct my math, but that's more than 33.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The cure for the virus is worse than the virus. Wow. Ooh, man, we just came off of a segment where the numbers are ugly. Don't get that shot. Ruth, don't do it. In Florida, don't. Many of my other friends that listen to me, these beautiful older folks live beautiful conservative lives, raising great kids, they beautiful grandkids, magnificent lives. Don't throw it away. Don't get that shot. Ride it out. Oh, my goodness. Something's going to kill us all.
It doesn't matter. We don't know when we're dying. You could be young right now. My Aunt Mary died at 106. Let me tell you something. She outlived a lot of people that thought they were going to make it. I mean, I'm talking about youngsters, certainly in the black community. Don't even get me started on that. They got two vaccines available for a disease that's killing almost nobody, and a third is on the way. I saw a thing that said some country in Africa has sent every one of its citizens, I don't remember, it's a kit. They say it costs $2.65. And they have hardly any cases of Wu Flu, a disease that supposedly attacks black folks. This disease is worse than sickle cell. It, according to Kamala Harris, it targets black folks. Yeah. And then apparently Operation Warp Speed won't even take care of the mutating version of this. The shot you get won't even protect you from the new version that's coming out that's going to shut the... Oh, wait a minute. We may not shut the country down anymore because we've got a new regime. America has gone full-blood communism. But see, I remember this happening in 2008. I remember them having control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And you know what happened in 2010? We took their pants down and we spanked their little miscreant behinds. That's what we did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to it. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to the radio portion, and there's a lot more. And I'm going to implore that get off, stop feeling sorry for yourselves, and if you want to do something to help with the cause, go check out theflickfest.com. It'll put some of these films we have will make you smile. Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't have to be a movie buff. Just go, do me a favor. It's free. Just go check it out. It won't cost you a dime. Your subscription is gone if you don't like it. But let me tell you, you're going to like it. And then you're going to find out, not only do you like that, you like moving away from Facebook, you like moving away from Twitter, you like moving off of Google, you like not shopping at places that don't like you, you like making new conservative friends, you don't mind getting out of the rat race of leftism and coming over to where free thinkers can do what they want. And you'll get used to the new way. And the other guys will just go do what they do, and we'll do what we do, and here's what I'm going to bet you. I bet you they come seeking you out. I bet you never have to go back to see them. I don't have to own Nikes. See, I grew up with raggedy shoes. We call them raggedy. I grew up with raggedy shoes. So if you give me a pair of Adidas, I'm good. They are not raggedy. So we'll learn that. While we may feel like, oh, it's not quite Facebook. I mean, I don't know everybody. Don't worry. Don't worry. If you got to jump over to Facebook to look for a friend every now and then, use the service. But don't hang out. Come over and use something conservative. Because, see, these people want to trick you. That this is why they always have the next scheme ready to go. And this mutating virus is the next scheme. Here's what they said. Mounting mortality data show COVID-19 is hardly the deadly pandemic it's made out to be. But just as people were starting to wake up to this fact, the British technocracy came up with a new narrative to keep the fear-mongering going. Mere days before Christmas, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced there's a new mutated and far more infectious strain of SARS-CoV-2 on the loose. The answer? Another round of even stricter stay-at-home orders, business shutdowns, and travel bans. According to the New York Times, the UK restrictions may remain in effect for months. Considering these unscientific strategies didn't work the first time around or the second time, it strains believability to think that they'll work now. That's what somebody wrote. Indeed, anyone who knows anything about the Great Reset agenda can now see that the lockdowns, which destroy local economies and small business, have nothing to do with public health. They are mere smoke screens for the greatest transfer, if not theft, of wealth the world has ever seen. I completely agree. Man, tell you, the leftists are slick. Now, the problem is, you can't cheer against it. You know what I mean? Joe Biden can't be successful. He cannot. The only thing that Joe Biden plans on doing, let me tell you what he's going to do. I already told you before, he's going to run on Trumpism. He's going to run on the economy that Trump built. Then, when it starts to fail, he's going to blame you and me. He's going to try to give out universal basic income. People are going to clamor for it because I went through this with you. If you get paid 30 grand to sit at home and you're making 27 to work, what are you going to do? If you're making 30 to work, what are you going to do? If you're making 33, 35, 37. What does it take for you to go, man, it's a trade-off between working for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year or getting something for nothing and getting on your hustle? I know what I'd do. I can make a lot hustling. Every day is hustling. So if you're on your hustle and you can make 20 grand off the books, 30 grand that nobody cares about because they're giving you that, 50,000 tax-free dollars, man, that's like making 75 in the real world. Not bad cheddar. Not bad cheddar. Wow. Well, we'll see. So, they said the biggest losers are low and middle income earners, especially private businesses who have been absolutely decimated while the large box stores, yada, yada. And I keep predicting that at some point, and I don't know if this is going to even work because, you know, who knows what the courts will do. But Donald Trump did revamp the courts for us. But do we have a choice in terms of suing? Is somebody going to finally wake up and say, you know what? It's lawsuit time. As useless as a mask may be, what about all these hand sanitizers and disinfectants? And, you know, we find out they've got carcinogens or something. I don't know. They can't make you wash your hands. I think you're going to see ads like this. Did you or a loved one suffer lung, liver, neurological damage, or hair loss from COVID cleaners and chemicals? I mean, it's going to be something along those lines. Oh, man. Well, as I wrap up today, I will tell you, I'm not disheartened. You know, Trump gave his farewell address. I'm not disheartened at all. But what I am sort of upset about is that justice wasn't served. Trump was a single guy. He's a man. One person. He had a massive impact on this culture. Massive. Could never take that away from him. But we didn't get it done, man. Obama's administration got off scot-free, and it's just getting worse. Where's it going to end? These people have profiteered off of us in ways that we will never know, committed crimes that will never be prosecuted, that we will never know about. And I got to tell you, when are we going to be free to go around the world again and just enjoy one another and free from these masks and these stupid social experiments and medical experiments as they keep trying on us? I don't have an answer except to tell you that unless the 80 plus million Americans who supported Trump stick together, it will be a rough road for the rest of the world and the rest of us, I'll tell you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.